When we originally kind of relaunched the brand, that was one of the ones that was very important to kick off our brand story with.
Absolutely.
And a funny story about that, that.
Is there anything else that really stands out to you that sets you guys apart from everybody else in the background?
The industry itself, I'll just say the alcohol industry. So that includes wine, beer. Nowadays, you know, the non-alcohol movement is definitely there. You now have the THC and you have all these different options, right? And so how do you stand out in a crowded marketplace? That's the age-old question, but we kind of stick to our guns. We hang our hats on.
So what platforms are you on?
I think we're working on Pinterest.
Okay, Pinterest. So we're going to have some mixology stuff going on.
That's what I hear. That's okay. What I hear. Some mixology, maybe some cooking with the...
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it. You're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with Clark Schifani of Old Dominic Distillery. He is the sales director there, and he is going to talk all about some beautiful bourbon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. So we want to know all the things. Old Dominic Distillery has been around for a minute. Can you tell me kind of the history and kind of where the roots came from?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been around. You know, our parent company is D. Canale & Co., which is a company that a lot of people in the area are very familiar with. In fact, we've been in business in the Mid-South since 1860, which is pretty cool, dating back pre-Civil War. So D. Canale is kind of a big part of the Old Dominic brand because the D in D. Canale, Dominic himself, came over as an Italian immigrant to bustling Memphis back in the day, which was a wild, wild west back then, probably in South Haven. I don't even know what was here back then. You might be able to tell me what was here then, but probably fields and forest. But he started a little business down on what at the time was Front Row, which now people know as Front Street. You know, he's kind of started a humble beginnings with a produce cart selling fruits and vegetables and, you know, various things. And he kind of grew that business into a sizable deal, you know, and somewhere, you know, in the mid to late 1890s, he developed what he saw, you know, bourbon and whiskey as kind of a cultural phenomenon. He was an Italian immigrant, so he kind of knew wine and he knew things like that. But what he started to do was he started to go up to Kentucky, Ohio, various places that were making bourbon at the time, and he started trucking it down to Memphis. So he didn't actually produce the bourbon and the whiskey back then, but what he did was he bottled it under the D. Canale name, which a lot of people at the time were very familiar with from his produce and food distribution background. So he kind of grew that into quite a large brand, and it became pretty popular. At a period of time, he was doing, you know, about 15,000 to 20,000 barrels of bourbon annually, which is a staggering number, really, when you think about it. And so he had many different products. One of the ones that was really famous was the Old Dominic Toddy,
yes,
which
sir.
I know you're a fan of, right? Which is a fun story to tell. Back then, we're guessing here. We don't quite know. But we're guessing what he was doing. So he's taking bourbon or whiskey and he was aging it with some of his, you know, extra produce that he had lying around. So if you're familiar with that product or if our listeners have had it, it's got some like mulling spices and some kind of candied fruit and some really, really great flavor profile. But what we were imagining what he was doing is he's taking whiskey that might not have been his favorite and kind of adding some flavors with that extra ingredients as he had lying around. So very resourceful man, Dominic Canale.
Absolutely.
Was. But unfortunately, I'm sure you could follow the history arc, Prohibition kind of put a little into his budding spirits career. In fact, kind of a running joke is he saw the writing on the wall and he actually passed a little bit before Prohibition. I think he just said, I've had enough of this. I don't want it. But he passed away, and kind of with his passing, so did the Old Dominic Distillery brand. One kind of important thing about this story is the Tennessee, being in Memphis brand, Tennessee enacted federal prohibition, or exactly state prohibition, 10 years before the federal prohibition enacted, except for Memphis. Memphis, you know,
you can't stop
it. You can't stop it, right? You got that Memphis in you, you ain't stopping it, even back then. And so they did, they kind of had kind of a period of time where, you know, whiskey and alcohol consumption was technically not allowed, but it kind of lived on for a while. A lot of people are familiar with Boss Crump, E.H. Crump, in this area. He, in fact, was a fan of Old Dominic bourbon as well. So one of our current warehouses is said to be where E.H. Crump stored some of his, you know, stash, so to speak. So nice. The barrels didn't all go with Dominic Canale in his passing, but shortly thereafter, the brand did go dormant. But the Canale family, their business lived on in Memphis. Various iterations, but has stayed in business, employing people in the Mid-South since 1860, which is cool. So our parent company ran a produce business. And then years later, they started being the Anheuser-Busch distributor in the Mid-South, which gave them, you know, a lot of access to bars, restaurants, liquor stores, just convenience stores. So really had that distribution mindset and that footprint kind of built out. And at the fact, in a period of time, it was employing hundreds and hundreds of people all around this area. But around 2009, that business was sold off as well as their produce line. And so our current ownership group, Alex and Chris Canale, they were kind of looking around as the new generation of the Canale family, the fifth generation, and saying, hey, what do we want to do next? You know, we love employing people. We love giving back to our community, love being a part of the Mid-South. And so the kind of the harebrained idea was, hey, let's revitalize the Old Dominic whiskey brand. You know, we have these cool old bottles and this history. And I don't know why they did it, but here we are today, you know, almost 10 years later, with a full line of great products, from gins to vodkas to bourbons, of course. And then we have a beautiful facility downtown Memphis, which encourage everybody to come visit. But that's kind of the fun story arc, but it's very fun to let people know that the story of the brand and the people from it aren't kind of contrived in some sort of, you know, marketing incubator, right? There's an actual tangible, you know, history. Absolutely. Rooted right here in the Mid-South, which is kind of fun, you know?
Absolutely. I know a lot of businesses in our surrounding area have some similar stories, how it was a great, great, great grandfather's idea, dream that was this tiny little thing. And now years and years later, you've got the younger generation that's hearing the stories and bringing it to fruition.
Oh, yeah.
And I, for one, am truly thankful that they chose to do so, because it is really good quality products. And I know I was bragging on the toddy a minute ago. Well, he may have used some lesser quality bourbon at the time, but now we get the really good bourbon with still the same flavors of the produce. Yeah. And it is spectacular.
We definitely stepped it up a notch. You know, when we, that toddy in particular, and I'm going to kick myself for not bringing you a sample, but that
right,
toddy, I know, right?
Bottles right here. None of them are toddy.
When we originally kind of relaunched the brand, that was one of the ones that was very important to kick off our brand story with.
Absolutely.
And a funny story about that toddy is that there was actually a couple of bottles lying around that dated way back to the origination of that product. And in fact, they had popped those open and tasted the liquid in it. I'm just going to tell you, it wasn't that great. It was 100 years old, so right. How you could imagine. But what we did was, what we were able to do was send those bottles off to basically like a mad scientist food lab. I like to say he's the Willy Wonka of whiskey making.
Nice.
And he was able to kind of reverse engineer the process and kind of coach our current distillation team on how to make that now. So really the only changes we did was add, you know, a little bit better bourbon, right? To give it a little bit more spice, a little bit more backbone. And of course, you know, hold up to the spices and the fruit that are actually in that product. So I won't say we changed it a whole lot. We just made it a little bit better, you know. So.
It's very nice. Very nice. But all of them are, because even the gin, I mean, it's not just bourbon. You've got a whole market of things. And even the gin truly is smooth enough to sip.
Yeah.
Like, I was blown away. We had you guys here for an event. I think it was our tailgate on the patio, maybe, right, or our Christmas event. I can't remember. But you had like the little tiny little thimbles where you could taste. And I was truly blown away at the smoothness of the gin. Like, right, it was beautiful.
Yeah, our gin, you know, when I don't envision it, when we started the distillery, we were going to be known for making gin. But it just so happened that gin and vodka, if, you know, to get a little technical, those are the things that you can get to market fast, right? You do not have to age them. You don't have to wait. It doesn't tie up a lot of capital. You can make the gin one day, bottle it up, and sip it the next, right? And so it during that process, the time our distiller, Alex Castle, she was like, I don't really like gin either, but let's give it a shot. And so as a group, we settled on all these different formulas. We tried, I can't even remember how many. Some of them weren't very good. Some of them were great. But what we did is we used our local Mid-South community to figure out, hey, what's the gin we're going to put out and put our name behind? And so the gin that we currently have is actually our formula number 10. But we tried, I think, maybe 20 or 30 different ones. We used our tasting room. We had a tasting panel. Anybody who wanted to come visit, we'd say, hey, what do you like about this one? What don't you like? We used local bars all the way in South Haven to Olive Branch to Jackson, Tennessee, and in Memphis, tested bartenders. Hey, what do you guys like? And that was the overwhelming favorite. So there was some definitely leaned on the community there, because none of us were like, hey, we're going to be the gin, you know, the gin distillery, right, of Memphis. But once again, a happy accident kind of thing. We're like, hey, I think we settled on something good. So, but yeah, that's a great product. Our vodka, both of them, they're pretty widely known because those were the first ones we put out. Our Memphis vodka is a standout. And then our Honeybell citrus vodka, which is kind of like a tangerine and a grapefruit one. You should try that one.
I haven't had that one.
It's a good one for, okay, the summertime. But now what we really do hang our hat on is the bourbon line, being that we've been making it since January of 2017, we've got some nice aged out products. And so for that bourbon connoisseur, they're really looking for that, you know, classic, you know, 6-7 year old aged whiskey, which thankfully now we have available, you know, across 13, 14 different states. So yeah, pretty great.
Awesome. And involving the community is genius in marketing, because if they're helping to build it, then they're even more inclined because they've got that buy-in already.
Oh, for sure.
I love that so much.
You know, here at the Chamber, we're all about creating opportunities, but sometimes those opportunities slip away because you forget to follow up. That's why we love the Follow app. They're the powerful tool working behind the scenes to help businesses turn conversations into customers. The Follow app makes staying connected effortless by combining text, email, and call follow-up in one streamlined system. It helps busy professionals like you close more deals, nurture relationships, and never let a lead slip through the cracks. Are you ready to boost your follow-through and results? Then you need to visit thefollowapp.co and start your free trial today.
I want to know a little bit about how you came to be a part of the Old Dominic family. So how long have you been with the company? What do you do? And
well, you know, I'm glad you said family, because it is a family-run business. It's pretty great. I think I was the third employee, maybe fourth. I can't remember these days, but I came into the spirits business kind of after college. I was working in bars and restaurants and kind of found my way, right place, right time, working for a wine and spirits distributor in the Memphis area. And, you know, loved that job. It was great. You know, what I did daily was take brands like Old Dominic and take them to market, right? And so we would work with bars and restaurants. We would work with hotels, various liquor stores, and I would, you know, sell kind of a portfolio of brands at the time. I really enjoyed that. Got me a chance to get out and, you know, just do fun things, do promotions, stuff like that. But what kind of ran me down was working for larger national brands. And, you know, I would have 15 different bosses, right? Telling me to push one thing and another. And then every day you're just kind of going, okay, I want to focus on one or two things that I can grab, put all my passion into. And so during that time, the Canale family was getting this Old Dominic brand going. And I just so happened to, have some connections to the family. And I got a call one day, hey, we're about to start this distillery. I'm like, oh, that's not going to work, but I'll give it a try. I thought I'm going to be there for like a year. I don't know. I was just giving it a shout, giving it a try. And 9 years later, here we are. And I love it every day. It's so much fun because working directly for, the owners and, I can walk into their door and ask them a question or, hey, we're struggling in this area or, hey, we need to pick up here. I can get input live time. Whereas if you work for some of those brands that I mentioned, your boss you might get a directive or some sort of objective or an initiative given to you that you really don't know the why behind it. And so working directly for the owners of a great company like this just kind of gets you fired up every day to, get out there and push the products. But one thing I think we do well is we are all community driven in this brand. We do spread our wings into multiple states, but in the Mid-South, I feel like we focus more on making friends. Quite literally, making friends is our business is a tagline that we like to say, because the product sells, the brand position that will come if people kind of like the folks behind it. And I think our the Canale family and the Old Dominic brand does a good job of kind of just making that more of a focus. And then the sales will come. Absolutely. I mean? So much so, we actually started a employee run charity called the Glass Half Full Foundation. And I think we started this about 5 years ago. And it's exactly what it sounds like. I think every employee has the opportunity to do volunteer work, multiple times a year. But we have a board of directors that's completely by employees. And we pick various organizations to partner with from North Mississippi to Eastern Arkansas to obviously the Memphis area. And what we do there is we spend our time doing volunteer work, but we also do bottle releases or, launch parties or distillery takeovers where we can create additional revenue and create grants for any of these organizations to apply for. And a lot of people don't even know about that. We don't publicize it. Maybe we should a little bit more, but it's completely run by employees. And the fact that our ownership has kind of let people take over and make this a part of our business is pretty cool. So if you want to check it out, go to the Old Dominic website and look at the Glass Half Full information page, and you can donate or you can just come and visit us and check it out. But we have a drink every month at the distillery that most of the proceeds go directly to the fund itself. So that's a cool way to give back to our community.
That is an incredible thing, because I didn't know about that. Yeah. I love that. You definitely need to publicize that more.
We do.
Because that's huge. That really is.
Follow us on social media.
Absolutely. Facebook, Instagram, That leans right into one of my other questions that I was going to be asking is, what sets you apart from the others in your industry that, because there's about 100,000 million different bourbons, whiskeys, gosh, alcohol in general,
right,
out there. So you're talking about, the family-owned aspect of it, your ability to talk to the owners. Other than those incredible things, is there anything else that really stands out to you that sets you guys apart from everybody else in the background?
That's a good question. If I knew the answer to that, I think we would, no. I think, there's a couple things. The industry itself, I'll just say the alcohol industry. So that includes wine, beer. Nowadays, the non-alc movement is definitely there. You now have the THC and you have all these different options, right? And so how do you stand out in a crowded marketplace? That's the age old question, but we kind of stick to our guns. We hang our hats on quality. So we're not going to put anything out that doesn't meet our internal quality test. And then the other thing is we have dynamite packaging. I think a lot of people respond to the way our bottles and our brand presents itself, whether it's the bottles themselves or our marketing and our, you know, kind of the way that the brand looks and feels. It feels more elevated than a lot of people might think. A lot of times people approach me like, hey, are you guys national? Like, I feel like y'all really, you know, you're very elevated, very elegant in the way the brand looks. And, you know, they're shocked to find that, you know what, our marketing, our creative director is right here in Memphis, Tennessee, a graduate of University of Memphis. And he does everything from soup to nuts to developing that brand the way it looks and feels. So I think that the packaging and the quality, and then over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, we've really tried to dive in on the right price point. So there's a ton of very, very nuanced whiskeys and bourbons and gins, for that matter, from craft distilleries like us. And they're all $100 or higher. And it's just not that, the economy being as it is, I mean, people aren't just, they're just not going to jump on something that they don't know and trust at that price point. So we've really tried to really sharpen the pencil on being approachable for the everyday consumer, but still feel elevated in that really sharp packaging and then kind of the branding to speak to it. So quality, price, and the way that it present the brand kind of stands out, I think gives us a leg up on the competition, both locally and kind of regionally as well.
And I can absolutely agree with the way that the brand does stand out because, okay, so girls like pretty things and your gin and vodkas are bright teal blue and really pretty.
Right, so it
definitely draws your eye. You're walking through the liquor store and you see all these bourbons and drinks that are all just lame and quiet and muted colors. And then you see one that's like bright teal and it's like, oh, what is that? And yeah, so that ends up in my shopping cart every time.
We like it.
Yes, I go to the liquor store with a shopping cart. Don't judge me.
Okay, no judging. I wish everybody would.
Not really. My budget doesn't allow it, but.
I would say another thing, you know, we are a portfolio of products as well. So a lot of brands, whether it be wine, beer, liquor, you know, they only have one or two offerings. So since we have gin and vodka and the, you know, the bourbon, the classic bourbon line, we kind of have a little bit of everything. And then you throw in the Old Dominic Toddy. That's just kind of a curveball that everybody loves. We have a lot to offer, which I think is great. And then another thing is our sense of place, right? So many of the brands nowadays in the whiskey and vodka world, they aren't really, there's no touch and feel. You can't walk into the place it's made, meet the people who make it, you know, smell the aroma of it being made. You know, you can't experience that. So the fact that we have that tourism aspect and that place you can kind of immerse yourself in the brand gives us a huge advantage over our competition, certainly regionally, because otherwise, you know, you have to go to Kentucky to find the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, or you have to go to Jack Daniels, you know, in Lynchburg and see how that's made. There's really not a lot of options in this area where you can do that and learn about it, whether you're a connoisseur or you're just like, hey, let's have a girls' night and go check out, you know, the distillery. Like, we kind of have a little bit of both, of a little bit of everything for people to see and feel up in Memphis. So,
and it is a beautiful facility.
Yeah,
it is absolutely gorgeous. So definitely make plans for a girls' night sometime. It's worth it. I wanted to also just touch on kind of where you're headed next. Do you have anything that's in the works that you guys are looking? Anything exciting that you're headed towards?
Couple things. You know, I brought one of the items here today. This is our 8-year reserve that we're kicking off in September. Which is our oldest product to date to put out in a, you know, an everyday format. So we're really excited. That's, you know, an 8-year product for a distillery, a craft distillery, is a big deal. You're not going to find a lot of that even from the heritage brands, you know, your well-established brands. So an 8-year product going to market is kind of a milestone for us. So we're very, very excited about that. But other things, you know, just to bring it back regionally, we just kicked off a fun series with Bank Plus Amphitheater. Well, I guess we're halfway through now. It's midway through the summer. But we're behind the shows that are going on all summer long. So you can find a lot of our products available at the arena, which has been really fun. So, you know, check us out there. That's a fun way to interact with the brand. But we really just try to, you know, to kind of launch all of our products with experiences around town first. And then we'll spread our wings to, you know, various states in the surrounding area. But we really try to kind of focus on the home base first. And if they don't like it, they'll tell us so we can pivot before we get too far out of, you know, too ahead of our skis there. But certainly check us out at the concert series and then look for that 8-year when it comes out too.
Yeah, that is truly special and probably incredibly worth the 8-year wait to crack one of those.
If you only knew. You know, whiskey takes time, okay? People don't know.
Absolutely.
People do not know for sure.
Well, I already talked a little bit about the fact that y'all have set up at a couple of our events and we were able to introduce you to some of our members through our events. What is something that you would say has been just beneficial or a joy or a pleasure that you have experienced by being a part of the South Haven Chamber?
You know, I love the fact that we're able to dive in and meet donors and patrons of bars and restaurants and frankly liquor stores, because, you know, whether it's, you know, Lucky Dog, which is a new fun one, we love hanging out there. You know, the Huey's, the group, obviously there's a Huey's all over the Mid-South, but the one here in South Haven, they carry all of our products. We get to know their bartenders. We get to know people who sit at the bar, and we do drink specials and features with them. The new Bertolo's group that's come in, you know, all those people that are taking notice of what's going on here. I mean, we kind of feel like we're based in Memphis, but we probably have a dozen employees that live in the DeSoto County area. So we really want to be a part of this community too. So, and then of course the liquor store owners are always like, we want to have everything that the Memphis stores have. And I don't know if you know this, but the state of Mississippi has its own kind of hoops you got to jump
a whole through. Lot of more hoops.
Okay. Man. So I spend hours and hours weekly trying to make sure that our product mix reflects what you could get in Germantown and Collierville and in Memphis. And I think we do a great job of partnering with various accounts of, like, for instance, this product right here is exclusively for Divine Wine and Spirits, right? So
look at that.
And we do.
Who is a chamber member?
Chamber member. Divine Wine and Spirits. Josh Michael.
Shout out
to my boy. And Josh does a great job of providing, you know, frankly, out of his own pocket, donations to charity, you know, charity auctions, school drives, you name it. And, you know, there's bunches like him, you know. The guys at Liquor Wine for Less, Rob Rutledge, and those guys. There's a lot of people in the area that are either bar owners or liquor store owners that want to give back too. And they recognize that sense of community. And frankly, you know what? Spirits are made to share with friends.
Absolutely.
So it makes people, you know, everybody's friendly with the people who have access to the booths, right? So, but we love doing stuff like that. So, you know, more things we can do to get our brand out there, like I said earlier, and not more of a pushy way, more of like a sense of community, I think it just pays off in the long run for the brand.
So where can people find you? You said that you're on social media. So what platforms are you on? What is the name of the website?
Lordy. I think it's easy to just say all of them. No, but our website is kind of the hub for everything. But you can find us on Instagram at Old Dominic, Facebook, Old Dominic Distillery. You can find the Glass Half Full channel at Glass Half Full. We're on YouTube now, okay. Which is good.
All right.
I believe our social media people are going to kill me, but I think we're working on Pinterest and some other platforms. But I would say go to our website, and it's all linked there for sure.
Cool beans. Okay, Pinterest. So we're going to have some mixology stuff going on.
That's what I hear. Some mixology, maybe some cooking with the toddy. You got to keep an eye out for that. That's a fun one to do.
All right. A little bourbon pecan pie, maybe. Who knows? All right. So I have one final question. And for me, it's the most important one.
Uh-oh.
How do I get on one of these tasting panels?
Come on. Come on. I think we should have a South Haven Chamber tasting panel.
Absolutely. I will facilitate that. I am the event coordinator. I got this.
Go. Those are fun to do because people at first, they're like overwhelmed and they think it's like this really super serious thing. And I always kind of make a joke. I'm like, the only rule is there are no rules. Okay. So you can have a very refined palate or you can be like, I don't like that. All that feedback is needed. Okay.
Absolutely.
So we'll welcome anybody to come and be a part of our tasting panel anytime. So
awesome. Thank you so much for coming and joining us and telling all about the history of the bourbon. And is there anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to make sure that our viewers know, or a tip you want to leave them with, an inspirational quote, if you will?
No, but I would just call, I would tell everybody to come see us. We're just up the road for those based in the Soto County area. And if you're, you know, listening from Memphis, please come see us. You know, we just love hosting people. I think when you walk into the our distillery doors, you're going to kind of feel like you're welcome to somebody's house. And that's kind of our vibe there at the distillery. So
absolutely,
come check us out for sure.
Awesome. Cool beans. Well, guys, definitely check out Old Dominic Distillery. They have a fantastic line of products and an even more fantastic family of employees there. As you heard, they are all about community and giving back in multiple ways. And they have incredible toddy. And we're thankful to have them as South Haven Chamber members and guests on our podcast. And I do hope that this has been a great episode for you to just take back and glean some information about the just history behind a lot of our businesses here and about the passion in developing even this 8-year reserve bourbon that is going to be in my shopping cart very soon. Thank you guys so much for viewing. If you haven't done so already, please go like and subscribe to our page so you don't miss a single episode or sip of bourbon. Y'all have a great afternoon. Bye-bye. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community, and this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.net to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe.